Philip Saint-Pierre, the Urgent Care today's date is 10/26/2023. Dictation is for Leela Montelongo. Montelongo spells M-O-N-T-E-L-O-N-G-O. Leela spells L-I-L-A. Date of birth is 05/25/1973. This is a 50-year-old female here with painful urination, period. Patient state, next paragraph, patient status, this has been going on for approximately 3 days, came in today because of worship of increased pain. Chest pain is approximately 8/10 located in her suprapubic region and in her left flank regions, period. Set pain is non-radiating. Set pain sometimes increase with lateral motion and urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% of urinary blood pressure, 137/95, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, normal bowel soreness, there is suprapubic tenderness, and there is right CVA tenderness, period. She has no organomegaly, negative obturator, negative SOAS. Negative rafting signs, period. Next paragraph, skin or abrasions, lacerations, macula papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is recurrent urinary tract infection. Assessment number two is dysuria, acute. Assessment number three is glucosuria, acute. Assessment number three is hematuria, acute. Assessment number four is the proteinuria, acute. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about findings on our urinalysis, and based on these findings, she may have a number of events possible. Differentials include an infected stone, pyelonephritis, a bladder infection, and kidney injury. Period. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room for a level of care that we cannot provide here, especially with these differentials listed above. She said she cannot afford an emergency room visit, says she does not have insurance, and she does not have the money for an insurance for an emergency room visit, period. We discussed the importance of treatment in emergency room versus treatment from the urgent care. She says she understands. She says all I need is a shot of antibiotics and I'll be fine, and I will be going to Mexico to have this problem evaluated for. She says she's flying to Mexico on Saturday, period. Next paragraph, patient was given the following in the clinic: Rocephin 1 gram IM. Next medication, Toradol 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 20 minutes. Reevaluated, she reports no side effects from the medication. She indicated her pain is beginning to feel a little better. She strongly encouraged once more to go to the emergency room because, based on the urinalysis, she may have a significant kidney infection versus stone versus a bladder infection. She says she understands but cannot, and is comfortably being discharged with the following: Sevdenir 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Pyridium 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 3 days, number 12. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.